The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
So much going on in the world of sports. We have Michigan Wolverine football this weekend. We have game three of the World Series tonight. But we start with the biggest football game of the weekend, as that is the AFC clash between the Titans and the Steelers. Jalen, you've been singing the praises of that man, Ryan Tannehill, all week long. Can he keep it up against the Steelers defense?
It's going to be interesting to see. He has elevated himself into one of the better quarterbacks this year. Their offensive line play has been outstanding. And you see Derrick Henry running over the left side, and you see Tannehill looking comfortable in the pocket. They lost the Michigan man on the offensive line. Taylor Lewan is not going to be with the team. Therefore, those two guys have to find a way to still keep that level of productivity, because in the past, when he's been out, Derrick Henry's rushing yards per game are down, and obviously Tannehill hasn't been as good. So it's not as sexy as talking about the quarterback, Tannehill, and the running back, Derrick Henry, who's been outstanding and playing in the MVP level. But when you miss one of the best left tackles in the game, that will have an effect on your offense.
Exactly. They're not going to be missing Derrick Henry or Tannehill, but they're going to be missing the man that makes them successful, Taylor Lewan. We wish him a speedy recovery. And Jalen, here's one thing I want to point out. Do you know who he's not going to be available to be blocking? What I consider the best pass rushing duo in the NFL, and that is Bud Dupree and TJ Watt. They're in the backfield seemingly on every passing down, causing problems. And as you mentioned astutely, without Taylor Lewan, I predict that they will be sacking Ryan Tannehill and making things very uncomfortable for him this weekend. And Jalen, you are watching Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN, but we're going to take a brief pause because this is about to be the Cardinals News Network. That's right. The Cardinals News Network. We love the Cardinals here on Jalen and Jacoby. We will always give you the update, and the update on their game is this, because of some issues with the Raiders that we will get into. This game between the Cardinals and the undefeated Seahawks has been moved to Sunday Night Football. It is Russell Wilson against a man who has a very similar game to Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. What do you expect from this one? Before you answer that question, I want to celebrate someone who doesn't get enough love, and that is Buda Baker. Buda Baker is the safety for the Cardinals, who did everything against the Cowboys last weekend. He forced fumbles. He got sacks. He got a pick. He was everywhere getting tackles. I think he had 7 tackles on the game. Buda Baker is not a household name yet, but when you're watching the Cardinals News Network, we will do everything we can to make sure he is a household name. Who does he remind you of, Jalen?
So he was killing on Monday night. It made me think back to some primetime performers that always showed up on the big stage at my favorite position, defensive back. Like a Ed Reed representing the U, like a Troy Polamalu with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both of these guys would turn defense into offense with the best of them. They didn't mind sticking their shoulder pads and their helmet in there to make a play. They would rush the quarterback and they would make game-changing and saving plays. That's what Buda is falling into that category. So when I'm watching football, it was like, oh man, I know Rod Woodson is somewhere happy. I know somewhere at primetime Deion Sanders is happy. Watching defensive players impact the game. And we're not just talking about the quarterbacks and the running backs.
And of course, when we're talking about old safeties and the Cardinals, one of my favorites comes to mind, and that is my guy, Chuck Cecil. If you know, you know Chuck Cecil. Buda Baker, shout to you. But he is going to be going up against Russell Wilson, an MVP candidate with an undefeated Seahawks team. What can they do to slow down Russell and DK Metcalf and the rest?
So this is actually a clash of styles, Jacoby. First off, it's the student Russell versus Tyler, because if Russell doesn't have the success he has, Tyler probably doesn't go number one overall with his stature. So Russell Wilson has been the best deep thrower in the NFL. Well, the Cardinals have been the best at defending the deep ball. So it's going to be interesting to see when those 8 to 10 plays possibly happen, which squad is going to be able to make the big plays of the game.
They are playing on Sunday night because they're replacing the Bucs-Raiders game, and let me explain to you why. Trent Brown, a lineman for the Raiders, has tested positive for COVID. So what happens is the rest of the offensive lineman group isolate for 5 days. They'll get tested on game day. If they test negative, they will play the game. I'm speculating, not reporting, that I imagine that if they test positive for COVID, leaving the Raiders literally without an offensive line, they will likely postpone the game. What do you think the NFL should do in regards to these test results?
I agree with you. If they continue to get so many people testing positive, in particular the entire offensive line, you can't play the game, because if you saw Tampa's D last week against Aaron Rodgers, that set Derek Carr up to get crushed this weekend.
It's a good point. You look at, they were in the backfield all day, hitting Aaron Rodgers, pushing him over. What? They're just pushing him over, bring him down. It was tough for Aaron Rodgers. And if you are going to be missing offensive linemen, you do not want to do it against this defense. So, Jalen, there's something else happening this weekend. This Saturday night, Michigan
Let's go! Football returns.
Big Ten football returns. As the number 18 Michigan Wolverines take on number 21 Minnesota, what are you keying on for the Maize and Blue in this one?
I'm looking under center, and the special number is 5. A quarterback that Jim Harbaugh recruited out of high school, running it in the end zone, representing the number in Ann Arbor. You already know what jersey I need, dog. You already know what jersey I need. And after he scores 2 touchdowns running and 2 throwing this weekend, I'll have it next week.
You know what? I did not remember that he was number 5, and he is now definitely going to win. Definitely going to win the game. This is a huge test for the Michigan Wolverines right out of the gate, and you know that I'll be rooting for the Maize and Blue. Best of luck to them and Joe Milton, who is the first quarterback that Jim Harbaugh has recruited to Michigan out of high school. If you remember, the rest of the quarterbacks have been already there or transfers from other schools. So this is Jim Harbaugh's first true recruited quarterback to play for the Wolverines. So there's a lot of pressure on him, but I think they get it done in this huge matchup that I will be watching, and that is Saturday at 7:30 on ABC. Now, Jalen, I love my job, so please be careful when you discuss this next topic, because it is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen, there's a mom of 3 children that lives in an apartment building. And she's constantly being badgered by the neighbors and the noise coming from the apartment on the other side of the wall. And it is the noise of their neighbors performing coitus. And she took it to court. And it was decided that they were natural noises and that they cannot be told to stop. Jalen, what do you think of this mom of 3 complaining about the neighbors' relations?
So, I do the show with somebody that has a wife. That's my sister, Joey. Mm-hmm. You also have 3 kids, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I would believe that you guys could relate to a neighbor in such situations. Are you guys snitching? Is that y'all? Did y'all call the police?
That's not us. That is not us.
Is that in your building?
No,
are you bringing your personal issues to the show?
I'm not. This is not. I do have 3 kids and I do have a wife, but it's not us complaining about the neighbors. In fact, now that you bring it up, the truth of the matter is I moved 2 months ago and I've already received 3 complaints about my kids making the noise. That's what's so confusing about this. It's not the neighbors making the noise. It's the kids making the noise.
That's probably why
they're having sex so loudly, is because they're so mad about the kids making the noise next door. We have so much more to discuss, including the World Series and so many good games in the NFL this weekend, so make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. This is the segment where we give the steering wheel to Mr. Rose and he decides what we discuss. It is time for
Woo Tang! Woo Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you and Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with a huge, pivotal Game 3 tonight in the World Series. Hit the brakes or keep it moving.
Hit the brakes.
Couple of great pitchers on the mound. It is Walker Buehler of the Dodgers, who is even better than Clayton Kershaw, and Charlie Morton for the Rays, who has a sub-1 postseason ERA. Jalen, get your Rostradamus on. What do you see happening this evening in World Series Game 3?
I anticipate both of these pitchers going into the first five innings or so really with command. I really do. And you know that if the Rays get the lead early and they're able to turn it over to their bullpen late, that might be trouble for the Dodgers. But I anticipate later in the game the Dodgers' bats pick up. In particular, Mookie! The 5-2 player becomes the difference.
Get you somebody that loves you the way Jalen Rose loves Mookie Betts. But I also agree. I think that both pitchers will start out strong as we get into the later innings and later at-bats, the second at-bat, third at-bat, fourth at-bat. That is when you will see the bats light up. And the Dodgers just have more offensive firepower than the Rays. And I predict that they will win as well. Jalen, there was a football game last night between the Eagles and the Giants. Keep it moving or hit the brakes? Hit the brakes on this one. Hit the brakes. I'm going to say hit the brakes because I just want to watch this dude fall over. Danny Jones is a professional athlete. This man gets paid money to be an athlete. And there's no one around him. He's got a wide open touchdown. This would be an 88-yard touchdown. But then just goes down on the 12. I mean, only the Giants could turn an 80-yard run into a low light. Only the Giants. And, of course, this from Ingram to seal the game right off his fingertips. But, Jalen, Eagles got the win. What did you think about Carson Wentz last night?
I'm glad you showed the Giants snack victory from the jaws of defeat. And Carson Wentz was there to capitalize a couple of plays late, a deep bomb, and then he hit Boston in the end zone, or the other way around. However, I was delirious just watching this bad football game. But it was good to watch Carson Wentz will his team to victory. He's the reason why they're going to win this bad division. That guy right there.
If you have to get a last-second drive and then have the Giants drop a pass to win the game against the Giants, they shouldn't even count it as a win in the NFL. They really should not. If you need to get a drop pass to win the game, they should not even call it a win in the NFL. One team is going to win this division. However, instead of the Eagles, I believe it is going to be the Cowboys. And we move on to those very Cowboys who face off against the Washington football team this weekend. Hit the brakes or keep it moving.
Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this. The Cowboys, coming off that disastrous loss to the Cardinals, have a cakewalk seemingly this weekend. Jalen, will they do the right thing and actually win a game this week?
Back in the day, I think it was Wendell Tyler who had a problem fumbling, and they had him walk through the facility with a loaf of bread, and he wasn't able to even make sure he smashed them at all. He had to protect it at all times. That's what they need to do with Ezekiel Elliott. You lose Dak Prescott, and all of a sudden I look up and Zeke putting the ball on the carpet. He's done it 4 times this year. And you know what? The other team scored a touchdown every time. They're going to need him to be a bell cow difference maker this weekend.
Absolutely. I think that they have the perfect opponent this weekend off of that terrible loss to the Cardinals. They have the Washington football team, who I consider to be one of the bottom 4 teams in the National Football League. So the Cowboys get a win. keep pace with the Eagles and stay on top of the NFC least. Jalen, I have some very interesting news about the number one pick in the NBA draft. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
They need a vet, dog. They already got Karl-Anthony Towns. They already have Russell. They have a couple of wings that they draft. They need a vet. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Of course, Jalen's talking about the Timberwolves. We have the Panthers and the Saints meeting up on Sunday. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one. Hit the brakes on this one.
Okay. The Panthers have won some games. They've looked good in some and bad in others. The Saints the same. Who do you think sort of establishes themselves as a four-win team this weekend on Sunday?
I'm watching one player on both of these rosters, and that's Michael Thomas, because he got a big check this offseason. And why he look like 21 Savage now that I see him after 21 was just on the show? Usually when you get that big deal in the offseason, you roll right into having another amazing season, especially when you almost catch 150 balls. But he was injured earlier, and then he had an altercation with a teammate, and then now he's in and out of the lineup. If they're ever going to get anywhere close to their goals, they're going to need him to play like the elite receiver that he is.
Absolutely. He had an altercation with a teammate and didn't play in the game, and now he's got a hamstring issue, so we don't know if he's going to play in this game. And they really need Michael Thomas, because Michael Thomas just, he's a security blanket for Drew Brees. He's always open, and Drew Brees doesn't want to throw it down the field, and Michael Thomas is always there right about 5 yards downfield for him.
Can't guard Mike.
Can't guard him. Moving on, we have the Patriots facing off against the 49ers. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The Patriots gave up 6 field goals to the Denver Broncos in a bad loss. They're looking to get back to 500 against the 49ers, who played well last weekend after playing poorly 2 weeks ago. Who do you have in this one?
I'm just going to put a lamestream media storyline to rest. If you were the Patriots, should you have kept Garoppolo and allow him to be the backup for Tom Brady? Well, first off, you weren't going to pay him $30 million to be a backup. Mm-mm. Second, when they let him go, what did the Patriots do? Oh, they won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl, yes.
They won the Super Bowl. So that seemed like a great decision. Now, on the other side, Garoppolo helped lead his team to the Super Bowl, but he makes over $100 million to play the game. The Patriots have a quarterback that they're paying basically peanuts to do what he do. And if I had to choose who's better, I would take Cam.
Interesting.
So the Patriots actually made the right decision. No brainer.
This is the weekend where we find out if Cam's poor performance against the Broncos was due to lack of practice, due to recovering from COVID-19 positive tests. Because this is a true test for the Patriots. They looked so good in week one, and I thought Cam was going to be exactly what the Patriots needed, a new toy for McDaniels and Belichick to scheme for. But this is a good test for the Patriots. If they go to 2-4, they're starting to look like a team that will be outside of the playoffs,
even
though they've expanded the playoff field. I'm rooting for Cam in the past this weekend. I hope they get the win, because I love Cam Newton so much. Jalen, another thing I love, I don't eat a lot of fast food, but when I do, I'm hitting up Taco Bell, and I have a Taco Bell related story. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Taco Bell for some Mexican Nathan.
Taco Bell took a lot of food items off their menu, and a lot of Taco Bell people, fanatics, were very upset about this. So a man in Missouri has done something. He's taken the discontinued items from the menu, put them in his freezer, and he's got to pop the trunk. Exclusive Taco Bell stand. He's running out of his freezer, and he's charging $70 a piece for some of these items that include the 7-layer burrito, the grilled steak soft taco, and the much adored Mexican pizza. Jalen, what do you think about this Missouri man selling Taco Bell out the trunk, out the freezer?
I support entrepreneurs, in particular small businesses, and this is a genius boss move. This is exactly something I could see myself doing. Like, wait a minute. Oh, those discontinued? Okay. I'm going to take those to the crib with me with those boxes that I'm taking home as well. And I put them inside there, put them in the fridge, and now I'm upselling them for $70 each. That's a boss move right there.
I just want to know, who's the market for this? Who woke up in the morning and was like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to some guy's house and have him de-thaw some Taco Bell, and I'm going to pay him $70 American for that. Like, does he really have
That's
customers?
That's not how it
who's
works.
Who's paying $70 for that? $7 maybe, but $70? Hell no. Jalen, not only do we have the World Series this weekend and the NFL this weekend and Michigan football, we have a huge fight in the UFC. We'll get you ready for that right after this. O'clock Saturday afternoon, exclusively on ESPN Plus. We have one of the biggest fights of the year in the UFC. It is Khabib Nurmagomedov against Justin Gaethje, the striker. Can't wait for this one. Make sure you tune in on ESPN Plus at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, let's discuss that fight. You have Khabib Nurmagomedov, who is choking people out every time he enters the ring. He seems untouchable, unstoppable. However, he goes up against that man, Justin Gaethje, who just throws punches. Gaethje loves to strike, and he stands toe-to-toe with Tony Ferguson and just punched him and punched him and punched him and punched him so much that the ref had to step in before Ferguson even went down. Jalen, let me show you the roadmap for Gaethje to win. He's got to get at Khabib's head early and strike him early, or else this is going to end by getting choked out by that man, Khabib. What do you think will happen?
This is going to be an exciting bout, Jacoby, but here's what I want everyone to note. ESPN has been killing it with these top-ranked fights and these UFC fights on Plus and on TV. Mm-hmm. It comes on at 2 o'clock. Don't be confused. We used to watching them at night. It comes on at 2 o'clock. This is going to be a battle between two gladiators.
Absolutely. And Jalen, we have another matchup that could potentially happen, and that is in a versus battle. Both Busta Rhymes and Jeezy have called out T.I. for a versus battle. I know you love nothing more than matchmaking these versus battles. What do you think about these potential matchups?
Good job, Swiss Beats. Good job, Timberland. I see Busta going back and forth. I think what ends up ultimately happening, everybody, not to be a buzzkill, we're going to see those two ATLians go back and forth. It's going
to
be Jeezy the Snowman
it.
Versus T.I. the King.
Make sure you tune in on Monday to Jalen and Jacoby. We'll wrap up the whole weekend.
My
Enjoy
dogs.
We always say that we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content just for our podcast listeners. And Jalen, you said something at the top of the show today off wax that needs to be brought to light for our podcast listeners. You said you're not getting a cut for weeks. For weeks. What happened?
I'm wolfing.
Why?
Any waivers know what I'm talking about. And I'm still a young buck, a rookie in the game. Like, I'm not going to act like just because people are now going into every shop across the world and asking for that number five kind of crispiness that I've been, like, the season Lowry's veteran at this. Reg DeLez just really put me on, like, 4 or 5 years ago. It's just my years is like Tim Duncan when he first came in. That's all. It just come well, magic when he first came in. I came right in, hit the ground winning championships. That's all. That's
Jalen,
all.
Jalen, it just furthers
so
my
now,
theory.
So now, Jacoby.
And reinforces my belief that this is your jump off television show. Because if you had an NBA countdown or they were going to have you on Get Up or First Take, you know Andy Authentic would be in your crib real quick. But nope, just Jalen and Jacoby. Guess what? Don't need to get a cut. Oh, we just got Jalen Jacoby for a couple weeks. Oh, not getting a cut. Can wear my hat backwards on the show. One day you'll respect
this
program.
I'm going to take it even a step further. No. I'm going to take it a step further. Because I care about style and fashion, because I've taken the time and energy to keep a crispy cut and fly kicks, that's what people expect. And so now, Jacoby, each year I try to do something special for the NBA Finals. This year was the Half Moon Caesar. Now that the NBA season is over, I'm about to grow the part back out. And so that's the period of time I'm going to be wolfing. That's all.
Oh, I see what's happening. See, I know what's really happening. I know how your brain works.
I know a lot of people. I know that there are a couple of people feel like, oh, he might have a piece in his head, or he might have got some surgery, or he might, like, no, I actually need to let the part grow back, dog.
So I see what's happening. I see. I know how you think. You don't respect Jalen and Jacoby, but you do have the NBA draft coming up on November 18th, and that's what I know you have. You're looking forward to that. And I'm sure you and Andy are going back and forth on text that you're going to debut the next iteration of the Jalen Rose hairstyle for the NBA draft. Am I right in that thinking?
I feel like I'm going to... Yes, you're right in that thinking.
Okay.
But I'm not physically working the draft. I think what I'll probably do is a sit down with LaMelo Ball that they air during or on the draft night.
Okay.
But again, it's all about trying to give the people something different each year. I joke with Jay Will about him wearing a turtleneck. I remember just doing that under Blazers years ago. Double-breasted, three-piece, you know. We did the ESPN ESPYs. I came with the Larry Johnson, Kenny Anderson part down the middle.
No. Well, Jalen, one
Godfather
day you'll respect
the flowers.
Program.
Remember one time I did the draft, my first draft, I was like, I wanted the biggest flower they could give me. Well, I had to put like two or three pins to hold that thing up. It's like I had a bouquet on my jacket.
I just like the
exactly
fact that people would be like, yo, why is Jalen an hour late? Well, he had to go to the flower shop in like East Downtown to get a flower so he could pin it to his jacket. Oh, that's why he missed the production meeting? Oh, okay. He's at the flower shop? All right. I guess so. I guess that's more important than preparing for the show. Got to make sure he's got a fresh flower.
No, dog. See, it's not just about the cut or the flower. It's about the timing. And if the world's going to see the flower at 4 p.m. Pacific, I can't be picking it up at 11 a.m. Pacific. I got to pick it up at like 2:33.
So, Jalen, there's something happening this weekend that hasn't happened in like 10 months. And that is a Michigan Wolverine football game. The Michigan Wolverines are undefeated right now as we sit here. And they have a huge game against Minnesota. In Minnesota. Night game. Saturday night at 7:30. I want to know what your game plan is to support your Wolverines. What beverages are we going to have? Where are we going to watch the game? What sort of food is on the menu? Are you going to wear your weird Michigan Wolverine hat that you wear when you watch the games?
So I have a lot of great plans this weekend. First and foremost, I'll be in Atlanta. My daughter, Gracie, is in ninth grade. She plays volleyball. She's on varsity. She just made all-region. They're playing in the States, so I'll be at her game tomorrow afternoon.
Shout out to Gracie.
And then after the game, I'll be standing in front of a grill with some Puma slides and a tank top on with lobsters burning, St. Louis-style ribs burning. I'm seasoning mentally already. Jerk over here, Cajun over there. I'm just mentally getting prepared already. Concoction, red sangria.
In my family, we got scheduled out the
fruit.
Weekend. We got soccer games and kids stuff, and we got to fill up because, you know, we got to take care of the kids, and we always have some sort of schedule, and I sent my wife the schedule, and I said, listen, Saturday afternoon, I got to watch this fight. Saturday night, I got to watch this football game. So we work around these things. But Saturday afternoon, I'm watching this fight. And Saturday night, I'm watching this football game. I can't wait for that. Jalen, we always say we get the people they want. Part of that is listening to the people. So you can reach out to us. And your voice can be heard on the podcast if you call 985-80-JALEN. And you leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, I'm Jonas Norton. I got a cultural or regional for you. Hanging one's hat collection along the top of their wall. Me personally, I have some friends who do that. And I've seen Will Smith on the Fresh Prince have one himself. I'm also wondering, was this hanging hats on walls a thing before the Fresh Prince was even on? Thanks, guys. Shout out Ridge. TB 100. Later.
I believe that gentleman's name is Eunice. Shout out to him. So, Jalen, hanging your hat on the wall, a la the Fresh Prince, is that cultural or regional?
I ain't hanging no hats on the wall, dog. That ain't something that we was doing in my neighborhood, for sure. You was not putting no holes in the wall because you trying to put a hat up there, dog. Hats is disposable in the hood, dog. You have a hat today, you lose it. Somebody step on it, you play in it, you sweat in it. Hats is disposable. You ain't going on the wall unless you special. And let me tell you what was special enough to go on the wall. When you the youngest of four, you live in a slanted attic and you have your own room. Yes. And then I had my Jet Beauties of the Week
on one side.
And I know Tommy and Demetrius love hearing about this. And then on the other side, I had my favorite basketball players. I had Dr. J and Magic Johnson all up on the wall. And then I had my favorite MCs. I had that Run DMC poster on top of the building with them and Jam Master J. That was classic. I had the Iceman Gervin poster with the ice cubes. And I had a couple of them. I had a world-class Wrecking Crew picture on the wall. I love Dr. Dre. I love them. Watch Beat Street, Jalen. Crush Groove. So, yeah, I mean, hats ain't got no room on the wall, dog.
Jalen, you've known me for 10 years plus. Think in your memory, all the time that you've ever seen me, thousands and thousands of times we've hung out or done the show together. Have you ever seen me wear a baseball cap?
That is a good point.
Have you ever seen me wear a baseball cap?
I have not.
10 years. You've never seen me wear a baseball cap.
I have not.
So I've got, let me give you my reasons for that. Number one, too handsome. I don't wear sunglasses for the same reason. Too handsome. You know what? Why cover my face? I gotta give this gift to the world. Share it with the world. Number two, this is the real reason. I just don't think I look cool in them. Like, you look cool in a baseball hat, forwards, backwards, whatever. I feel like a kid. I feel like a kid in Little League. Like a 10-year-old in Little League waiting to get put in the game. That's what I feel like every time I put a hat on. And I love hats. I'll go to the store saying, you know, today's the day I'm going to buy a baseball hat. And I'll put it on in the store and I'll just be like, I just see a tiny little child. Maybe it's because I don't have any facial hair. I just see a tiny little baby child and I just can't do it. I've tried hats. Just doesn't work for me. Shout out to everybody that can look cool in a hat. I cannot do it. Appreciate the call.
I'll tell you this. What is really cultural that it started to change over, I'll say, the last maybe 10 years as hip-hop started to become mainstream, was white guys wearing gold chains. Like, I know that there were some groups, and as I look over your shoulder, the Beastie Boys and a couple of groups were doing it, but I'm saying that weren't artists. Do you recall when white guys that weren't artists started to rock multiple gold chains?
Well, multiple is interesting. There was a time in my life, college, like late 90s, where I had a little $150, little skinny $150 gold chain. You know, I had one of those. I had one that had like a little jade piece on it, you know, and I was so proud. You know what I mean? $150 chain. I'd wear a black t-shirt just so I could put that gold chain on top of that. You know, it just, I remember specifically wearing a black t-shirt being like, this is really going to make my gold chain pop. I remember my homeboy Doug had a big piece. He had a big piece on his chain. Man, a big shout to Doug. But white guys wearing multiple chains. Reggie just said MC Search in my ear wearing one. That's early on in the game. But
shout to third base.
The gas
face. Get the gas face.
You know, Jalen, you know you're going to love me bringing up this one. You know I like to go negative on things. And when I see Mookie Betts with his big dookie chain, I'm like, that can't help. Like, that can't help. You know, like when you're running around with that big chain on outside the jersey, I know he's your guy, but even you have to admit that that chain cannot help if you're trying to steal a base to have that thing knocking around.
Dog, let me tell you something. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Sometimes I wear multiple chains with big charms just so they can clack against one another and they remind me of all of the shackles that we've been able to break over the last 400 years, fam.
Oh!
I'm gonna be 1,000 with you. Like, for real. Like, that sound is ringing in my ancestors' heads for years and years to come. So we much rather like Tupac said, be hanging at the club with gold chains around our neck than be hanging from a tree somewhere. And so to represent our ancestors, when we get some bread, oh, we getting some chains. It's like saying the N-word. It's literally flipping it in reverse. It's like there was times where we did not want to be shackled and chained. Now that we can buy them, we're going to buy all of them. We're going to buy, look, see, since the beginning of time, when can you remember a black man not wearing multiple chains? Like, from Mr. T, Slick Rick the Ruler, like, this is, soon as we got a little liberation, a little, we're like, oh, okay, we don't have to cross the street no more. Oh, we can at least drink out of our own, we can at least share a fountain. All right, cool, let's get these chains.
Jalen, let me tell you a chain story, a personal story about chains. As you know, I used to be a producer, and I used to, you know, work the camera, and I got a gig shooting behind the scenes of a Jay-Z farewell concert at Madison Square Garden that turned into the movie, I believe it's called Encore, I want to say. And they paid me $400. That's all I got paid, $400. And I was the behind-the-scenes cameraman backstage. They used like 20 minutes of my footage in this movie and paid me $400. That was the best bargain in the history of entertainment, right? But I didn't know any better. I'm in my 20s. I'm like, I get to be backstage at a Jay-Z concert, like whatever you need. And you, if you watch this movie and you remember this moment, right before Ghostface Killahs are going to go on stage, Slick Rick stops him, takes his own chains off. Takes his own chains off and bestows Ghostface Killah with his set of chains before Ghostface Killah goes on the stage. And as a professional cameraman, you're supposed to keep your mouth shut. But in that moment, if you watch this movie, you can hear me go, I was like, oh, I like made a noise. I was like, what? Like, I couldn't even help myself. I had to verbalize it, and they didn't take it out of the movie. But if you see that movie, remember that all the backstage footage is from me, and also I made a mistake and made a noise during one of the most pivotal moments. That was a great moment in Dookie Chain history for me. We got time for one more voicemail. Hit it, Tommy.
Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. This is Brian calling from Orange County. I called about a year ago giving Jacoby some crap about wearing Lululemon athletic wear. And I heard on the podcast the other day that he was wearing Lululemon underwear. And talk about selling out and just making so much money and just not telling the world about it. Jacoby, you have completely sold out. You sold your soul to the devil. You've got close to Jalen money now, and I'm sure this pod will never be the same. But I'll still listen to you guys. Hope all is well.
Finally, can I
You're
take
so
this?
You're so happy right
finally.
Now. You are finally. So happy right now. He was talking to me. Finally. Now I'm talking to you. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. Pile on.
This is the only person that listens to this
so
podcast
right
that
now.
Has my back, including
so
my
happy,
mother.
Right?
My mother don't even. She like Jacoby so this and Jacoby so that.
Shout
and I'm
to
like,
Genie.
All right. But Jacob.
Go ahead.
I need you to answer. Because you always talk about me not getting a cut for the show, not doing this, not taking it serious. Now you got somebody calling you out. So what you got to say?
Okay. Couple things. Number one, back in the day, the Podfather, Bill Simmons, used to play pickup basketball with me all the time, twice a week. And he was wearing Lululemon shorts, and I clowned him for it. I was like, you can't wear yoga shorts playing ball. That's embarrassing. You got to get some basketball shorts. And then I had a couple Lululemon items. And they're so comfortable and stretchy, and the fit is so good. It's the best clothes. If I could just live in Lululemon clothing, I would all the time. I changed. The thing is, I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong for clowning people for wearing Lululemon, because it is the most comfortable clothes in the world. Pricey, yes. Comfortable, yes. I have a couple things I want to say about Brian's voicemail. Number one, close to Jalen money?
And I got to say one Lululemon thing real quick,
no,
and you're right.
No. I do not have close to Jalen money. You can Google Jalen's worth. You can look at it's on public record how much this man made in the NBA. We're talking like $150 million, okay? You can Google how much he gets paid in ESPN. Close to Jalen money,
he's talking
Brian.
About
that's
now.
What I got. Close
he's
to Jalen money.
Now. He's talking
Please,
about
if
now.
Close to, if I had close to Jalen money, I wouldn't be here right now. And then, Brian, to say I sold out because I like extremely comfortable underwear. That's selling out. That's selling my soul, quote unquote, Brian from Orange County. I sold my soul because I like my nether regions to be cradled in stretchy fabrics that fit well and move great and breathe. That's selling out because I like comfortable underwear. And we're talking about $17 underwear. And you know what? I moved recently. And when I moved, I got rid of all my socks. I got like 10 pair of socks, seven Whoa! Pair of drawers. I got rid of everything.
Whoa!
Purged. It was the purge
Wow!
before I moved.
Wow.
You do your laundry once a week, you only need seven pair of drawers. You know, that's it. I got like 10 pair of drawers probably because I work out, so I wear more than one a day. So Brian.
Oh, man.
First of
Brian,
all,
Brian, you're my
I love
favorite
you,
caller of all time. Please call more often. Please
you know what? I'm kind of a dick. I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of a dick, right? And like, and the staff knows that. I'm kind of negative. And the staff hears this email, this voicemail from Brian. They hear this and they want to put it on the show so bad. Like, oh, someone's saying to Jacoby, someone's going after Jacoby.
It's
I can't wait to put this
time.
On.
This is the only time somebody says something negative about you and you complaining. 99% of the time, I'm the one getting clowned.
I love it. I love Brian's my favorite caller. This made me excited. You should see, you guys can't see Jalen, but I can see him while we record this. Been midway through that voicemail challenge, I just eyes light up, smiling from ear to ear, pointing at me like, I'll take this one. Big shout to Brian. And Brian, let me tell you something, Brian. Next time you get paid, you get yourself to your local Lululemon store and you get a pair of those draws and you wear those draws and you call back and you review those draws. Okay, because they're the best underwear on the market. There is no better underwear on the market. There's never been better underwear on my body than Lululemon. And I want Brian, I'll Venmo you, dog. I will Venmo you. I will Venmo you the money for one pair of Lululemon draws, and you wear them, and then you call back, and you act like they're not better than any draws you've ever worn. I promise. And you know I'm cheap, Jalen. How many times have I ever bought food for the staff? I don't think I've even gotten you like a Christmas
present.
Like
20 years.
I don't even think I've gotten you a Christmas present for like 5 years.
But here's the thing I want to make sure I tell Brian. I clowned Bill. I clowned Jacoby. And I ended up rocking some five-pocket Lululemon pants that fit. And it's hard for me to find pants to fit.
I'm telling you.
I can't front. I got a pair of black ones. I think I got a pair of blue ones.
And once you go Lulu, you can't go back.
They fit good. They're comfy.
Lulu gang.
I'm just being 1,000.
And also, yo, can I make a real confession? I got the Lululemon app. That's how Lulu gang I am. I have the Lululemon app just to keep an eye on sales. Because it's pricey, but it's worth it. But I keep an eye on the sales. You know? Gotta keep an eye on the sales. I'm about to turn notifications on my
Brian,
Lululemon app.
I hope that you are a Lakers fan. I hope that you're a Dodgers fan. You get to celebrate both of your squads potentially winning a championship. But however, if you're a Padres fan, if you're a Clippers fan, let us know that too.
Yeah. So Brian, you hit me up, DM me on Twitter. I don't really check my Instagram ones. I'll hit you on Venmo. We'll get you a pair of Lululemon draws. You can call back. Because I promise, the best underwear you've ever worn. I want to thank Brian for calling in. I want to thank Eunice for calling in. I want to thank the entire staff for a great week of shows. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.